Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So we've been talking about the situation here in New York, but disproportionate policing of community of colors isn't unique to New York City. Far from it. Take Ohio, for example. On the one hand, Republican Governor Mike DeWine was one of the first state leaders, along with Jay Inslee of Washington and Gavin Newsom of California, to take the threat of COVID-19 seriously, which means enforcement of the stay-at-home orders, including arrests. Joshua Kaplan, a reporting fellow for ProPublica, looked at the arrests in three jurisdictions across Ohio, and he's joining us now to share his findings as well as what local officials told him is actually going on behind the numbers. Josh, welcome to All of It.
Thanks so much for having me, Allison.
So we know there have been these incidents across the country. What was interesting to you about Ohio specifically?
Well, there are, I think, two things that are kind of make Ohio stand out. One is that arrests have really been happening at a pretty substantial scale there. If you look at, for instance, Brooklyn, hypothetically, there have been about 40 arrests for social distancing, whereas there are several cities that are not that large in Ohio that have had hundreds of arrests. And second of all, if you want to look for examples of white people not social distancing in Ohio, you don't have to look very far. It's had some of the most prominent protests against the stay-at-home order in the country, and there are countless images of white people without masks on the state house steps yelling close together, and none of them have been arrested. So the disparity there is very self-evident.
Well, what do police officials who you spoke to say about why we haven't seen arrests of these stay-at-home order protesters in Ohio?
No one addressed that directly. There was, the governor has, there are First Amendment issues at play, and I think there's a genuine question of whether or not arrests are the appropriate response to that. But they've been more focused on, quote-unquote, enforcement in the community.
Now, these have been, stay-at-home orders have been statewide. Is there any sort of uniform policy about policing stay-at-home orders across the state of Ohio?
No, there's not. It's a very, like many state stay-at-home orders, it's very broad and it's pretty vague in terms of how it should be enforced. It mandates that one cannot leave the home except for essential activities, and that one should practice social distancing at all times. And it's not very surprising that in practice, there are a lot of people that technically violate that. And so local police departments and individual officers have a great deal of discretion in terms of what violations they choose to punish and which ones they decide to turn their eyes away from.
My guest is Joshua Kaplan, senior reporting fellow at ProPublica. He's been looking at the racial disparities in arrests. Now, for arrests that are purely violating the stay-at-home order, no charge of drug possession or guns or anything else, African-American people make up even a higher percentage of these arrests in Ohio. What do those numbers tell us about how policing is being carried out in these communities? And what did you hear when you were reporting the story?
Absolutely. So we looked at three of the areas around three of the biggest cities in Ohio. And in all of them, we found that black people were being arrested at least four times the rate of white people. And the individual cases there's a wide range of things that people are actually being arrested for when they're being arrested for violating the stay-at-home order. And so in some cases, it will be people at a block party, and in some cases, it'll just be people hanging out in a front lawn, for instance. Six 19 or 20-year-old black men were just arrested last Saturday in Toledo for being within 6 feet of each other on a lawn in their neighborhood. And then some of them are stranger. The Cincinnati Police Department has arrested six people who were shot. And after they were shot, they were charged with violating the stay-at-home order because, according to police filings in court, they were clearly not conducting essential business while they were standing in the street and were shot.
That's the official response, that they weren't conducting essential business was the reason?
That's the official charging document, yes, that they were clearly not conducting essential business when, for instance, they were talking to their friend in the street and were shot.
How have local officials in Ohio responded to all of this data and all of this information?
So it's an interesting question. I mean, it's certainly I was surprised by the hostility of some of the responses we got. So we, for instance, I talked to the police chief of Springfield Township, which is a small suburb outside Cincinnati that's about 90% white. And in Springfield Township, 9 people have been charged with with violating the stay-at-home order, and all of them are black. And so I asked the police chief why he thought that was the case, and he didn't really. The response was more that his department is not racist. He was appalled if the insinuation was that he was racist, and that if that was what I was getting at, that I clearly hadn't researched the relationship he has with African Americans. And I think the actual question of why is this happening and is it a concern and what could be done about it has not kind of fell on deaf ears.
When the Centers for Disease Control recommended that everyone wear face masks when they were unable to keep social distancing in public, there are many African Americans who pointed out that they were hesitant to do so because they fear how someone what assumptions people will make about them, especially a lot of men said this. Did you find this in your reporting? Did you find this correlates to any of the data?
As in people being arrested because they had a mask on?
Yeah, or being questioned or being interrogated by police or stopped by police.
Not in Ohio, no. We haven't found any examples of that happening in the Ohio arrests. But as you know, I mean, one doesn't have to look far for, you know, in Florida, the doctor who was taking care of testing homeless patients, he was volunteering, was stopped and handcuffed by police in front of his home while he was unloading his material. So, well, I don't know about how it's happening in Ohio. It's certainly happening in numerous places across the country.
As you said, we've seen this pattern of uneven policing in New York, Ohio, Florida. I mentioned California in my intro, and California Senator Kamala Harris and other Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr and FBI Director Christopher Wray urging federal law enforcement agencies to provide anti-bias training and guidance to officers. From what you reported on the ground, is there a sense in these communities, even within the police communities, that reform is necessary, that they are looking for guidance?
Not from the police departments themselves, no. But there is in Ohio a push right now to, there is a bill pending that was passed by the House that would remove the criminal penalties for stay-at-home violations. It would make it so the first violation was a warning, and the second violation, rather than being punishable in jail time, would just result in a small fine. And what's really interesting about that is, one, like, that perhaps that would, you know, seriously help with the situation that's happening, but that it didn't come from kind of tried-and-true criminal justice reformers. It came from Republicans who are generally upset about the stay-at-home orders that are happening. And it was actually attached to a bill meant to increase penalties for drug crimes in general. And I think that's kind of indicative of the fact that in a lot of places, including Ohio, Democrats and liberals haven't really reckoned with this tension of they recognize the need for these stay-at-home orders and they recognize their importance for public health, but that there might be a way to approach this that doesn't rely on the criminal justice system as the method of first resort.
My guest has been ProPublica reporter Josh Kaplan, and we were talking about his recent piece, Early Data Shows Black People Are Being Disproportionately Arrested for Social Distancing Violations. You should definitely check it out. It's worth a read. Josh, thanks for sharing your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me.